Today's daf is Masechet Zvachim, daf Pei, and we're holding right at that Halakha Mishnah on Ayin Tet Amud Beit, which begins Dam Tumimim. So we're continuing now the story of the various Ta'aruvot, and now we're continuing with the mixture of various Damim, and at this point we have the mixture of Dam Tmimim, in which there was a mixture of Dam Ba'alim Mumim. So now you're not allowed, of course, to bring Dam Ba'alim Mumim on the Mizbeach. So if you have to worry about that, Yishafech La'ama, you're going to have to simply pour it out, even if the Rov is kosher, you would say Bittel. However, because of the standing Gezerah that we had before, in the two cases, we continue that Gezerah, and we say that, look, you know, this is not such an unusual thing to have Ba'alei Mumim. And so it's considered definitely to be a Dover HaShchiach, and it's certainly as good as the problem of Dam HaTamtzis, which we made a Gezerah, that even if the Rov is Dam Kosher, we have to throw it out. Over here too, if we have Dam Ba'alei Mumim, Dam Tmimim, it's even more likely that such a thing would happen with Avrov, Dam Ba'alei Mumim, and therefore under any all circumstances, throw it out. Rabbi Eliezer said, if we had a mixture of Kos B'Kosot, then we don't really have the problem in, of course, the typical Rabbi Eliezer case, which is that if one of the Kosot had been brought, Im Karev Kosecha, then Yikarvu Kol HaKosot. Since Me'ikar HaDin, the halacha is that we go according to Rov, so our problem over here is that we're going to be machmir, but where we have a tolin possibility, so we can now be toila that the one cup that the kohen brought without asking, that cup was the one that indeed was the Ba'alei Mumim, so now we don't have a problem. We can rely that the rest is kosher, just as Rabbi Eliezer has said in every similar case. And we had the case before of Evarim. Here it's Kos B'Kos. Gemara is going to ask why indeed we need even to mention each time a separate machlokas. The Chachamim once again say, Afilu Kavu Kulam, even if every last one of those Kosot had been brought, just one of them is left. Chutz Me'echad Me'em, that too would have to be Yishafech La'amah. We cannot assume that the one that was brought was the one that was Osir. How about if you mix blood from kosher animals, except they're of different types of korbanot? Let's say you have nitanim lamata, like a korban oila that's supposed to be brought on the bottom of the chutas sikra, that got mixed up with nitanim lamala, which of course could only be, if we're talking about animals, would only be the chatat. So Rabbi Eliezer's other shita, as we've met before, Lagabe Evorim, to bring things up as if they are wood. Here too, he says, there's not really a problem. You can bring it lemala, but how are you allowed to put dam of an oila lemala from the chutas sikra? Very simple. Don't. Turn it into water by having in mind that that's how you're bringing it. So, ro ani atatachtonim lemala, kilo imayim. I have no intent to bring the dam of an oila lemala. I'm just trying to bring the Dam of the Chatas. If I'm focusing on the Dam of the Chatas, anything that comes along is for all intents and purposes water, and it's not really being brought to the Mizbeach. Then I have no problem, because now I can turn around, and I can bring Lamata, everything that's left, because even the Dam of the Chatas, once it's been brought Lamala, is kosher Lamata. Not only is kosher Lamata, it's the chiyuv to bring Lamata, because the Shiore Adam of the Chatas are anyway brought Lamata, so I can have my cake and eat it too. Going to be Yotze the Shiraim, plus, I'll be Yotze the blood of the Oila that now is definitely getting to the right place. So it works out perfectly. And then, the Chachomim, of course, once again, since they don't hold of this idea of, well, let's pretend it's wood when it comes to the Evorim, nor do they hold, let's pretend it's water when it comes to Dam, and because of that, the Chachomim said, that's not an Eitzah. Since you're not allowed to bring it Lamala, so Yishafech Lama, you'll have to throw it out. Now, we'll always bring Lamala first, because there's always a mitzvah that the Chatas is called Laila. But besides that, once it's brought Lamala, we can go and bring the rest for Shirayim Lamata. We're going to see in cases where it was done otherwise, as the Mishnah continues. So, Imlo Nimlach Vinatan, if nobody asks, and they just go ahead and they give it, then it would be kosher. That's true according to Chachamim as well, because remember, it's only a gezeira, but miikra din, the dam was really okay. So if you went ahead, obviously not going to be gezer to bring chulin bazar and bring another carbon. How about if nitanim b'matana achat? Let's say you have a bechor, gets mixed up now with another nitanim b'matana achat. So let's say a bechor gets mixed up with a meiser, meiser behema. And as we saw before, only one matana is given. So you're not doing b'matana achat. Now at this point, the Gemara thinks that means that they mixed the two bloods together, and you don't have to give sufficient for both. Because since it's mixed, any little bit that you'll give will include both. You don't need to give two and to use up all the dam and two matanot. The Gemara, of course, is going to get into this. But this seems to be the simple approach. And if it's correct, then it would mean that yesh bila, a concept that we spoke about earlier, which is that we can assume in liquids that they mix properly. And therefore, the blood is all mixed. So if I give one matanah, that's enough to cover both of them. As I say, we'll be getting into this at the Gemara. And if you have mixtures of matan arba, matan arba, so let's say the dam of an oila gets mixed up with the dam of an osha. Now both of those are matan arba in the sense that it's shnayim shein arba, the two diagonal matanot that go all around the mizbeach, and that's the equivalent of four, shnayim shein arba. So if they got mixed up in each other, well, there's not a problem because there too, you're not doing anything wrong, and you don't have to give all of it. Again, this is what we think it means. And you should give a matan arba. That's good enough. How about if you have a matan arba that gets mixed in matan achat? Ah, so here we've got a problem. So of course, according to Rebbe Eliezer, we don't have a problem, because what are we going to do? We're going to bring blood where it's not supposed to be, because it was already brought from the other carbon, from the bechor, let's say, which is matan achat. So what? You're saying, but I mean, why are you putting extra dam on the mizbeach that doesn't belong there? This bechor already had its dam the first time you put the dam on the mizbeach and you ate. So why are you adding? That's water. Because I'm not bringing it for that. I'm bringing it for the one that does require the additional matanah. According to Rebbe Eliezer, it's not going to be a problem. And therefore, what you do is you're not doing the matan arba. All you need to worry about is doing the shnayim shein arba. Shnayim shein arba would include both the dam of the bechor once, which then turns into water according to Shita, and the shnayim shein arba, the second one, is the second matan of the oila. However, Rabbi Yeshua says you can't do that. You're not doing the matan achat. You'll have to leave out the other matana because there's no way to avoid putting the dam of the bechor where it doesn't belong, because you already gave the dam of the bechor. Omar lo Rebbe Eliezer, what do you mean? How can you not give the other one? You'll be over on Bal Tigra. Rabbi Rabbeinu warns us not to be Beisif and not to be Goyrea for the mitzvah Atera. Since, of course, I mean, it's all true according to Rebbe Eliezer, since there's a simple reason and a way that you could do it without getting involved in Isser, so why don't you do it right? Do it with the Machshava of Mayim, which of course is only true L'shitato. It's not true according to Rabbi Yeshua. And therefore, says Rabbi Yeshua to him, what do you mean? And how can you give a matana? It's not supposed to be there. You're going to be over on Bal Tosif. Omar lo Rabbi Eliezer, what do you mean? It's not Bal Tosif. If it's coming along with something else, even l'shitatcha, you're not coming to bring it. You're just, it's there because you need to bring the dam ha'ila. You're not adding another matana for the bechor. So what's the problem? Why is that a bal tosif? You don't believe, you're not acting out a mitzvah. I believe we have to give a mitzvah, another matana for this bechor. That's not what I'm doing at all. Why is that bal tosif? Omar le Rabbi Yeshua, and why is it bal tigra? If the only reason I'm not giving the dam of the bechor is because I'm not giving it in order not to be over where it doesn't belong, and I feel that I was already yaitz, and it's mixed now with the dam of the oila. So therefore, we have the same thing. Lo nemar bal tikra l'shu ba'atzmo. Furthermore, says Rabbi Yoshua, look, basically we're in the same situation. I'm tining that if you don't do it, you're not going to be over anything because you're not doing it in order to avoid an issue. You're tining to me that if you do it, then you're not doing it in order to do an extra matana for the Bechor. Okay, let's assume even that you're right about this, and you're not going to argue to me with your own sheet about seeing it as if it's Mayim. Obviously, if you see it's Mayim, then there's no problem at all. There's no about this. There's no question. He's only asking in the sheet. I'll leave it the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. But, says Rabbi Yeshua, nonetheless, now that we're agreed on the terms of our engagement over here, so then you'll have to agree to me that Kishinatata, you want to say, go ahead and do it, okay? So then, whatever element of Baal Tosif is there, you did it actively. When you don't give it, whatever element of Baal Tigra is there, it's passive. Now, what's worse? To do something that involves actively getting involved in the question of Baal Tosif, or just not acting because your hands are tied, and passively maybe being over on Baal Tigra? So if you want to start arguing with me about Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra, I mean, come on, I'm going to come out on top. This is not a very good argument. So therefore, furthermore, I say to you that you are want to do something, asita ma'aseh b'yadech. Whereas what I'm saying is, kishalona tat, if I don't give it, so let's say I'm over on Baal Tigra, but I didn't do it actively at least, I did it passively. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Once again, we have the same maimer of Rabbi Elazar that we had twice before. That lo hikshir Rabbi Eliezer el shnayim shnayim. It's true that Rabbi Eliezer says that if one of them was brought, you could assume that that's the one. But that doesn't mean you can bring them one by one. Because each one that you're bringing, you cannot guarantee is an act of proper netinat adam. But if you bring them two by two, then you're certainly giving some dam that's kosher here. And therefore, there's no question that your mice is a mice that's in place. So fine, okay, so give them two by two, and that way, if the other one turns out to be the dam apostle, at least what you were doing was done by kashrut. Avalachat v'chad lo. And once again, Rav Dimi asks from the Mishnah. The Chachomim say, no, I don't care if there were 10,000 of them, and you know what, 9,999 had all been brought. Yafil Korav Kolam, there's only one missing. I still say throw it all out. Yishafek La'ama. Now, that's a pretty dumb case to say where it happens to be exactly what Rabbi Eliezer himself would say. Because you say it's only if there are two left, but if there's one left, Rabbi Eliezer would also agree. Well, I mean, you can't bring it up by one. So, what do you mean? Even if there was only one left, we would still say throw it out. Yeah, well, so would I. So obviously, that can't be the meaning of Rabbi Eliezer. Omar le Rabbi Yaakov le Rabbi Yirmiyah. Listen here, Bar Tachlifa. Asbrach, let me explain to you how Rabbi Eliezer understood this. When it says echad, it didn't mean echad. It means one suitable kakrov asadam. And what is that? Zug echad. It obviously means one pair, if Rabbi Eliezer is correct. But you can't ask on him for the Lashon of the Mishnah. Now, we need this whole discussion. We had exactly the same discussion of Evarim, Baalei Mumim, in Evarim Tmimim. And here we have the Machlokas about Kosot of Baalei Mumim, of Dam Baalei Mumim in Kosot of Dam Tmimim. It seems to be word for word the same issues. Whether we could be Royim over there. It's Royim the Evarim Baalei Mumim as if they're Eitzim. And here it's Royim as the Dam of the Baalei Mumim as if it's Mayim. And the same discussion, did he say it only if it's Echad Echad, or only if it's Shnayim Shnayim? Every word, word for word. What do we need to go through the whole thing twice for? We do need it twice. I'll tell you why. Because if it only said this case, I would say, if we start off with the case of the Evarim, Dam had already been given Bekashras. So we was itavid like kaparato. The kapara already took place. This was a korban that was kosher. So I would say, okay, if the korban was kosher, so let's finish it up and be because of the gzera will be samech on roim. So over there he says, all right, but in this case where nothing has been done yet, you shech an animal now you have the blood. So maybe bring another one. I mean, you didn't bring the kapara yet. The whole thing, you want to go ahead and bring the kapara in a way that's inappropriate. By utilizing dam that might be the dam, better not do it. Start over again. So over there, maybe he would agree that the rabbanon are right and it should be yishafek le'ama because I haven't done any kapara yet at all. On the other hand, let's say if it would have said the case of the kosot, our case, I would say, okay, that's exactly why the Rabbanan said to pour it out, because nothing has been done. But in the case of the Yevarim, where the korban has already been acted upon, and it's already kosher korban, the kapara is finished, what, do you just throw it out? So over there, maybe they would be made to Rabbi Eliezer, so therefore we need both cases. Now, we have a similar case which causes us some problems, and that is the case by the Para Aduma. Here by the Para Aduma, and again, we see we discussed an issue similar, and once again, we lead into this sugya, in which you have the tzuluchit of the mayim of the Para Aduma, and a little bit of water falls into it. Shenafletocho mayim kolshu. So you have now other water that's mixed. Says Rabbi Eliezer, oh, it's not a problem. All you need to do is do double the hazoya. So do it twice, and it'll be kosher. You have an adam tummy. He needs the Para Aduma water. So do it twice, and that way, for sure, it'll be okay. We're going to discuss why that's true. The Chachomi and the Chachomi say, no, there's nothing to do. It's possible. So now, Bishleim Rabbanan, okay, I understand what happens over here. What happened is that the Rabbanan hold that, I mean, Lechora, if we see from the Mishnah, at least we're going to assume from the Mishnah, the Rabbanan hold Yesh Bila, that the blood mixes properly. And, I mean, because otherwise, the Mishnah itself is not going to work out, because it says that if the Kohen didn't ask and he gave it, the Rabbanan were also made it that it's kosher. How could the Rabbanan be made it that it's kosher? How did they know what was put, that there was a mixture of dam that was put, let's say, lamala, and a mixture of dam that was put lamata? If you don't hold of Yesh Bila, you have to say, look, how do I know? Maybe all of the blood that was put lamala was a dam of the oila. All of the blood that was put lamala was a dam of the chatas. So it's clear that the Rabbanan assumed that the dam is mixed. And we can therefore say, if the Kohen does half and half, that it's definitely going to be, each thing will be okay. Right? Yes and no. But anyway, this is how Rashi learns it. We'll see why this is problematic. The easier way to learn the sugya is the way Tosis learns it, which keeps us out of trouble later, and that is, let's even say that they hold Yesh Bila. Okay, so even if you want to say the Rabbanan hold of Yesh Bila, and that avoids the whole issue, and they would say Hazaat Tzricha Shiur, there's a minimum amount of water that from the Para Aduma has got to get to you. So you'll say, okay, fine. So even if there is, well, I mean, so then how do you know the minimum got to you? If Yesh Bila, it's mixed, you're only getting half of the minimum. So do it twice? No. You can't do it twice because Ein Mitztarfim LaHazaot. They would hold that a Hazah is one Hazah, not the amount of water that would come to you from one Hazah, but do it 10 times to get that amount of water. It has to be a Hazah of that water, perfectly reasonable. But what does Rebbe Eliezer hold? That's what bothers me. I mean, Rebbe Eliezer, look, I mean, if he holds, let's start for the first possibility. Let's say he holds Ein Bila. And therefore, I do not have any right to assume that I have a mixture of the water of the Para Aduma and the other thing. Maybe I only have the non-Para Aduma water, right? Okay, so let's say that. So if he holds Ein Bila, so now what good is it to say that he's going to be Mazeh Shtei Hazaot? If it doesn't mix, maybe both Hazaot is from non-kosher water. I mean, who's to say it mixed at all? So how is two enough? You should say you have to use every last bit of water in there until you finally can be sure that you got the Para Aduma water. So it can't be, therefore, that he holds that Ein Bila. If he says that it's enough to do it twice, he's got all the Yesh Bila. Okay, fine. So let's take that for granted then. Elokas over Yesh Bila. Now, if he holds, there is no need for a shear of water. Any amount of water would be fine. So, I mean, Ein Hazaot Tzricha Shiur, why would I need to sprinkle twice? Lomeli Shtei Hazaot, one Hazaot would be sufficient, okay? So obviously he holds, there is a minimum, right? So Sovar Hazaot Tzricha Shiur. Okay, if he holds that you cannot be Mitzarev, two separate Hazayot, so then it won't help to do it twice. And if he holds you can be mitztarfim lahazaot, but how would you know if he holds Hazot Tzrich Hashir that in two Hazot you necessarily have a Shir? You're making an assumption. Your assumption is that there may be an enormous amount of other water here, right? You're saying, how do you know that there's enough? It's very simple. We're going to construct a case where you mixed one and one, that's all. So, therefore, what you could say is, look, maybe he holds Yesh Bila, maybe he holds Hazot Tzrich Hashir, and the case would be very simple. It's a one-to-one mixture of Mei Chatat with other water. And therefore, if you give two Hazot, it's very good. You definitely got enough. And the Hazot and Mitztarfot and everything is fine. Rava says, you don't have to get into any of this. It's very simple. If he holds Yesh Bila, and he holds Hazot Ein Tzrich Hashiur, so all you need to do is one Hazot. And that's true. Why does it say he needs two Hazot? It's very simple. The Rabbanan find him. Because all we need is for people to go around diluting their mechatat to try to get double the amount of paraduma water, which is very expensive. So they'll dilute it and they'll say, well, you know, it fell in. What can I do? So, but it's still kosher. And they think that way they're getting away with murder. So the Rabbanan made a knas. Oh, you mixed it? No, I didn't mix it. I don't care. I used double. So that way you're not going to end up in getting any benefit out of doubling your water. So the reason that over here you need to do it too is because knas the concert of Rabbanan, kiyechav al mishtarish lei. We don't want people to get into the habit of doing this kind of thing. Rav Ashi Amar, Girsi here is very messed up. Rashi believes the correct Girsa is this. Rav Ashi Amar, did you read correctly? It says, Nafal letocha mayim kol shohu. Kol shohu means a tiny little bit. Rav Ashi said that the reason that Rav Eliezer says to do two hazaot is not like Rava, that it's a knas, and that really you were yotzei the first time around, but we don't want you artificially expanding the amount of water that's at your disposal by adding to it. He doesn't hold that there's a knas. So actually, he could have simply said that it was talking about a case where it was one-on-one, and the idea over here is that ein mila, and therefore if it's one-on-one, that you could go right ahead and be yotzei as long as you did two separate hazaot, because that way you would definitely get enough water to be mitaher. He doesn't want to say that. The reason that he doesn't want to say it is because he does not hold that Hazaat Tzrich Hashir. So if Hazaat does not need any minimal amount, it would make no sense to say that you have to be giving two in the sense of enough for one and enough for another. Because there's no such thing as enough for one, enough for another. There's no shear of one. Therefore, he starts with saying, as Rashi's Girsa has it, the words Hazaat, not as we have it, Yesh Bila, and so on, but rather he starts with the word of Kol Shehu Tana. That's what it really says, Kol Shehu Tana. Since it says Kol Shehu, Hazaat indeed doesn't need shear. There was a tiny bit of extra water. There is no din of knas. If it were true that Yesh Bila, then there would be no problem whatsoever of going ahead and doing one, and then you would be yotzei because you definitely got some of that water, and that would be enough. Is there a knas? There's no knas. So what could really account for Rebbe Eliezer, according to Rav Ashi, saying that you need to do two hazaot? The fact that he doesn't hold of Bila. So therefore, you need to make sure that you get that little bit extra. And if you get that little bit the first time and a little bit the second time, which is the equivalent of one-on-one, except it doesn't have to be a shear for the one, so then you can be certain that you have enough for some at least a little bit of liquid for the paraduma got in touch with you. And the main point of Ravashi is that Reb Eliezer holds ein bila. And we're talking about over here, a tiny amount of water, enough only for this minimal. The way to understand it is that ein bila, and yazeh shtei hazayot. So in other words, where Ravashi holds is, that hazayot does not need shiur, like Rava, but he has a different explanation for why you need two hazayot. Not because of the knas. And therefore, if indeed he would have held yesh bila, so then it would have been enough to do one, because hazayot doesn't need a shiur. But therefore, he says, I hold ein bila. And you have to give once, is not enough, because since ein bila, maybe that one comes from. And therefore, we're talking, he doesn't believe over here, nit arvo achat achat. Because then that would mean that there is a shiur for hazayot. And he holds that hazayot does not need a shiur. That's why he didn't want to say that you need the whole shiur. And therefore, he says, look, the Mishnah says kol shehu. So that means, kol shehu means it's the absolute minimum. It can't be less than a kol shehu, can there? That's what it's saying. So if it's the absolute minimum, so then if that's the case, there's got to be, in the two, there's got to be a kosher hazoya. Ode Tanya, we also have a problem with Ravashi's shot. And that is, and we could take out this word, that's the Gemara Meisvei. So we have now Reish Lakish's approach that essentially yesh bila, and really the reason that we are able to be yotze here with the two is because we have a case in which there's a one-in-one mixture, and the problem is that hazot tzricha shiur. Therefore, if you only did one, there would be no way that you could know that you got that shiur. We've got a problem now with that, as the Gemara made it. Our problem is that Rebbe Omer Ledivre Rebbe Eliezer. You remember Rebbe's Pshat and Rebbe Eliezer that he holds that the reason that your makshir here, the mixture with the mei pora and the other water, is because actually any amount of hazor is mitayer. Hazor does not need a shiur. In which case, the only possible explanation of needing two is either because of the gzera, like Rava, or because the halacha would be that ain't bila, so that you'd have to make sure that you had it. But, I mean, definitely not like Reish Lakish is tiny, that Rebbe Eliezer holds Hazaah does require a shiur, and therefore this isn't going to work out, only but Reish Lakish. And furthermore, continues Rebbe, so that part's the part that we're interested in, like Reish Lakish. Furthermore, Tainus Rebbe, Hazaah mechza kosher, mechza posel. We can also see that according to Rebbe Eliezer, not only do we say that the hazor, if it's present, is kosher, but even if it's present when mixed with anything else, there's no problem. You can have half kosher and half posel, as in this case, where there's yesh bila, and nonetheless, it's still kosher, because we could be sure that the tiny amount that would be necessary would be there in one shot. Again, why exactly we would need two, that would be a different question. Could be, again, if it was one shot, it was like Rava, or because you can't be sure you have it, like Ravashi. So that's one problem we've got with the above pshatim, and that's problem in Reish Lakish. V'yur behedya hanitanim lamala shenitarvu benitanim lamala.
It says beferish in the Braita that hanitanim lamala shenitarvu benitanim lamata. Let's say the case that we had in our Mishnah, you have dam that was meant to be put on top. That was the dam of the chatas, and it got mixed up with dam that is meant to be put on the bottom, which is the dam of an oila. So Rabbi Eliezer says, yitain lamala, put the dam on top above the chutasikra, and ataktodim, when you put the dam on the bottom, olulo, it counts for that too. Now, explain to me, Ravashi, how could you possibly maintain that according to Rabbi Eliezer, ein bila, if ein bila, how could it be kosher? Could you tell me? Amai alulo, dilma koyoiva yonim lamata v'tachtodim lamala. How could Rebbe Eliezer be saying, oh, and it'll all be fine, it won't be fine, if ein bila, then maybe you're putting all of the dam that was supposed to have been put, lamala, maybe it's going all lamata, and you took the dam of the chatas and put it lamata, and all the dam of the oila went lamala. And you're saying, no, it's all fine. It's not fine if ain't bila. So the whole point of the Mishnah is that yesh bila according to Rabbi Eliezer. How could you possibly argue otherwise? Says the Gemara, by Skinan, could go into Ika Ruba El Yonim. It's very simple, says Ravashi. Suppose most of the blood here is the blood of a chata. So it's supposed to be put above the chuta sikra. And you go and you put above the sikra, the chuta sikra, enough dam that even if it were all the dam of the tachtonim, you add to that. So you put kinega the entire amount, let's say that you have 5 ounces of damim that were supposed to be oila, and you've got 6 ounces of damim that's supposed to be chatas. And you're worried about ein bila. What's the problem? Can't possibly be that it was all the oila. There's got to be dam chatas here because there's only 5 ounces of dam oila. So then clearly some of the dam of the chatas was there. That's all that Rebbe Eliezer is saying. So you gave Lamala the shear of the tachtonim plus a little bit more. But wait a minute, that's very nice. You're telling me so. Now the chatas is kosher because definitely dam b'chatas is kosher. But it continued on to say that the tachtonim alula o katani. It says that then when you put it lamata, it'll be kosher for the korban that was supposed to be lamata, namely the oila. The way you're explaining it, the whole reason that this works is because even if we assume that all of the dam of the oila was lamala, there would also be damachatas. But if all the dam of the oila was lamala, then the oila can't be kosher by putting some dam lamata, because all the dam lamata will be damachatas. How's that going to be marked in the oila? This doesn't hold water, what you're saying. No, it does. When it says olulo, it doesn't mean it counts for an oila. It means it counts for the shiraim of the chatas. You're right, you cannot be sure about the oila. That's absolutely true. But all I'm saying is, if you gave Zlamala, so there's definitely Chata's blood there. That's Olulay. Now, if you now put the rest of Dam Lamata, well, you can't be sure that you put any oila Dam Lamata, but let's say I give plus, 5 ounces plus. You found 5 ounces plus. That way I'm Yotzei B'Bichlo. Toshma, okay, how about this case? It says, if you gave it Lamata, the Kohen goes ahead. He didn't ask. Obviously, if he would have asked, we would never have told him to give it Lamata, because always, as we said before, you're mukhliyev to give Lamala first. But he didn't ask. Okay, so now he gives it down Lamata, so what should he do? So Rabbi Eliezer says, well, what he should do is he should take, again, do another Matana Lamala, and then he should once again give Lamata, we take for granted, and the ones that he put Lamata count Olulo. So how is that possible? Well, same, I understand. Why is this case any different? It's talking about exactly the same case, where you have Ruba Elyonim, so you've got, again, you've got 6 ounces of Chata's blood, and you give Lamala 5 ounces plus. So it's exactly the same case. Yeah, but it says that it counts also the Tachtonim. So it does. It counts for Shirayim. That's great. Okay, let's see about this. Tashma, what are you going to do about this case? Nitanam lamala v'lo nimlach. Suppose he gave the dam the Kohen without asking, lamala. Then what do we do? Well, then, of course, everybody's made it. Chachomim are also made it. In that case, once you already gave lamala, what does it hurt to give lamata? Because, I mean, normally we say, well, we can't allow you to put a lamala because you can't believe it's like water. Over here, the Kohen did it. He didn't ask you. So now, even if worse comes to worse, and he put now the dam, some of the dam is kosher lamala. Worse comes to worse, he's putting it lamata, and it's chata's blood. So what? It's kosher for shirayim anyway. So then, what's the problem? Of course, we agree that he should put it lamata. Why should he throw it out? And if it's oila blood, even better. So then, it's in the right place. You can't go wrong. So let him put it lamata. If it's oila blood, it belongs lamata. And if it's chata's blood, it's shirayim of chata's blood and belongs lamata. That would be perfect. Okay. Ve'elu alulo. And both count. The dam lamala counts and the dam lamata counts. There's a stance, Ravai. You're asking me the same question. It's talking about the same thing. You had 6 ounces of Chata's blood. You gave a little bit more than 5 ounces Lamala. And Shir Tachtorim Va'od. And what's the problem? The problem is Elu Ve'elu Olulo, it says. And that's true. Even here it says the Chachomim agree that in this case we should do it. I mean, so it must mean that Elu Ve'elu are going to be Olulo across the board. But here it can't mean this. I mean, here it's got to mean that if it's going to Rabbanah, the Rabbanah for sure hold of Bila, right? So over here it can't mean what you're saying. It's got to mean that it was Olulo L'shem Oila, because that's the sheet of the Rabbanah all along. Now, wait a minute. It doesn't say that Elu Ve'elu are Maidim, that Elu Ve'elu are Olulo. It says Elu Ve'elu are Maidim, that you should give Lamata. And then Elu Ve'elu Olulo. But the Elu Ve'elu Olulo is only true according to Rabbanah. Since they hold the Yesh Bila, so it counts for the Oila as well. But that doesn't mean that a Libet of Rabbi Eliezer, we would say, that the Oila counts, because maybe, indeed, all of the Oila went Lamala, because the way I understand Rabbi Eliezer, says Rav Ashi, he holds that the din is that Ein Bila. So say Fatan Rabbanan Amar Yesh Bila. Toshma, okay, what do we do about this case? Hanitanim b'matana achat. We have our mission. Nitanim b'matana achat shiditavu v'nitanim b'matana achat. Yinatum b'matana achat. Now listen here, man. It says over here that if a b'chor gets mixed up in a miser, so then all you need to do is put one matana. How can you put one matana if that one matana may be only dam b'chor if you hold ein bila? And no dam of meiser, or vice versa. So how can you be yotzei by giving only one matana? Iamrit ein bila, amayinat nu b'matana achat, dilu mihaika yoivim mihai lo kayoiv. Maybe you're giving only the b'chor, not the meiser, or only the meiser, not the b'chor. So obviously you're going to have to give according to you. Rabbi Eliezer would have to insist that you would give both. Says the Gemara, yeah, well, that's what it means. It's talking about over here, Kigon shin tarvu achat be'achat. This is not a case where a little bit of one fell into a lot of the other. The din is talking about over here, one on one. Since it's one on one, what it's saying is, give each, for each one of the karbonas that got mixed up, give one matana. That's what it's saying. Yinatnu matana achat for each one. So therefore, you'll need enough for the bechor and enough for the maaser. And what about the next case? Matan arba, the matan arba. That's talking about shinitarvu arba, be arba. That's very simple. Four animals we have over here. We have enough now for the four netinot, meaning the shnayim shein arba, got mixed up in another group. Four matanas, meaning two shnayim shein arba, in another animal's shnayim shein arba. And therefore, you should give Shnayim Shein Arba for animal one and Shnayim Shein Arba for animal two. That's all that it means. Same exact thing, the Gemara asks, is what do you do with Matan Arba b'matana achat, Ma'ikel HaMeimer? What are you going to say in that case? You mix now a Matana achat, which is, let's say, a Bechor or a Ma'aser, and it got mixed up in a carbon that requires Shnayim Shein Arba. Now, what are you going to say here? You're going to say it's talking about, even though Ein Bila, go right ahead and give the matanot of the Arba. So you'll tell me, okay, Achinami b'tintarev b'achat. It's talking about over here, precisely enough for one matana of the Bechor got mixed up. When it says inatnu b'matan arba, what it really means is sufficient for the matan arba of this one and matan achad of the bechor. That's what it means. Just like we kept saying, inatain b'matan achad, where it was one in one, means achad for each one. Inatain b'matan arba, arba for each one. So inatain b'matan arba will have to mean enough for each one, the two, which is four for this one, plus, of course, the one of the Bechor. That's the only way you can get out of your problem. But this time, my friend, it ain't going to work. because take a look how Rabbi Yehoshua responds to Rabbi Eliezer. You're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehoshua told him Areyu over al Baltosif? What do you mean Baltosif? You're telling me there was only enough for one matan of a Bechor. So where's the Baltosif? I couldn't have been over on Baltosif. What did I possibly do wrong? I didn't give extra matan of the Bechor because now you turned it into the case that you said in every other example. There was just enough for one of this and one of that. So give one of this and one of that. Okay, so then here, you've just destroyed the whole continuation of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Yeshua's response to that is, well, how can you continue giving Dam of the Bechor if you already gave the Dam of the Bechor? Hey, I can't continue. There is no Dam of the Bechor here. How could it be over on Baltosif? That's crazy. That's the issue. So then, how could you have a Baltosif if you only have sufficient for one matan of a Bechor, for God's sake? So therefore, this cannot be the explanation according to Rav Ashi. The only possible explanation, forget about everything you said before. Everything we said before was based on a misapprehension. Misapprehension being that the discussion, the Mishnah, was based on the mixture of Belila, where Dom got mixed up in one kos. And that's what led to all the problems. If you hold Ein Bila, how do you explain the fact that you're going to be Yotze? It's not talking about that you got mixed up with blood in blood. You got mixed up with a container of one kind of blood, with a container of another kind of blood. There was no Bila, nothing to discuss. If the Kohen takes each one of those kosot and puts some on top and some on the bottom, so then for heaven's sakes, obviously, both the Eula and the Chatas were in the right place. That's all. But in Achinami, if there would have been a Bila, then there would have been problems, because then you'd say, well, then only one could be enough. You'd have to keep saying he gave a little bit more. That was all outrageously complex. Didn't really fix the language. The way we're doing it now, says Rav, it's very straightforward. They're only arguing, keep Liga because sot. And what is the machloket? Why does Rebbe Eliezer say he could put Lamala? Because Rebbe Eliezer holds of Ro'in, meaning, let's pretend that the Dam is water. And therefore, if I put each from each, not the entirety, from each of this kosot, I put a little bit Lamala. Okay, so definitely the Chatas was given. Next, what do I do now? Wait, but you can't do that. Because you're also definitely putting up some of the Dama Eila Lamala, and you're not allowed to do that. No, that's water. That's not Dam. Okay, now go Lamata and do the same thing. From each coast, separately. What did you just do? Well, I definitely put the Eila Lamata. Ah, but what right did you have to put the Chatas Dam there? What do you mean? The Chatas Dam belongs there. Because Shiraim anyway are meant to be Lamata after I already gave Lamala, so everything works out great. And now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we never even touched on the issue of Yesh Bila because there never was a mixture in the first place. The mixture was only of the kosot. That's how I understand it. So Rabbi Eliezer, eat le-ro'in, le-rabonan, let le-ro'in. And they were not discussing a case of Bila. Dam to be mim bedam ba'alei mumim yishafech li'amak kos bekosot. Rabbi Eliezer omer im karev kos echad yikavu kol hakosot v'chachamim omrim afilu korvu kulam chutz mi'echad mi'am yishafech li'amak. Hanitanim lamata shenitavu benitanim lamala. Rabbi Eliezer omer, no problem. Yitain lamala and then ro'ani etatochtonim lamala kila himayim and then you go ahead and be notin lamata and that way for sure it's good. You can't pretend it's water. So then, yeah, okay, as long as someone on top, someone on the bottom, everything's kosher. Then it's kosher. Rabbi Yeshua, Mary Yinatu Matanacha. Tamarlo, Rabbi Eliezer. How can you do this? Areo Avera Baltigra? You got enough blood to give the rest? Omale Rabbi Yeshua. And according to you, he's going to be over on Baltosif. The way I understand it, I mean, instead you believe you could make pretend it's water. Well, you can't.
Amar Rabbi Yezer, lo ne'amar bal tasiv ele kishu ba'atzmo. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, yeah, and lo ne'amar bal tigra ele kishu ba'atzmo.
Not to mention the fact, says Rabbi Yeshua, that kishinatata avarta bal tasiv actively v'yasita ma'aseh b'yadecha. U'kishalonatata, as I'm suggesting, maybe if you want to say there's a problem about tigra, there is, but at least you didn't do it actively. Lo asita ma'aseh b'yadecha.
Amar Rabbi Elazar lo ikshir Rabbi Yezer lo shneim shneim. Avel echad echad lo. Martiv Rav Dimi vechachomim omrim afilu korvu kulam chutz mi echad mi amishofech liyama. Amar le Rabbi Yaakov le Rabbi Yirmiya. Excuse me, bar tachlifa azbra lecha. Mai echad zug echad. Vetzricha. Di it mar baha baka mar Rabbi Yezer mishum di it avei pe kaparato. Avo baha ema modelu lo rabanan. V'yitmar b'ha, b'ha kamri rabbonan, av b'ha imar modal rabbi liyazer tzricha. It's not a tam. Tzluchit shidaflut atoch ha-mayim koshu. Rabbi liyazer amri yazer shtey azaot, v'chachamim poslip, sebishlam and rabbonan. Fine. Savri, even if they hold yesh bila. And they hold azot tzricha shir. And they still would have a problem because they mitztav from lazot. But according to Rabbi liyazer, let's start at the beginning. Maika sava. Ika sava ein bila. So it won't help even to be mazeh shtei azot. Maybe midyoma tarvay omaya kamayit. Ela kasava yesh bila. So that he kasava ein azot tzricha shiur, when he need to azot. Must be kasava azot is tzricha shiur. He kasava ein mitzarven azot, what good is shtei azot, my habit? And even if he owes mitzarven azot, how do you know you have enough over here to malay le shiur? Because we already proved that azot tzricha shiur. Omer eish lakish liolam yesh bila. Actually, it says koldu tnan, and actually ein bila, and therefore yazer shtei azot. Meitve against Ravashi, Rebbe says befers not like that. That the Divi Rebbe Eliezer koshu azo koshu is mitayaret and azo ain't tzricha shiur and azo mechza kosher mechza posel. So it can't be that I need the extra one to be mamalai because ain't bila. The od tanya in the brighter beedia nitanim lamalash nitarvum nitanim lamata. Rebbe Eliezer says yiten lamalav etachtonim ololo. According to you, how could you possibly say it's ololo? You never know. If ain't bila, am I ololo? Maybe all of the Elyonim were given Lamata and all of the Tachtonim were given Lamala. Oh, that, Rav Ashi says, is not a problem. Hochma Eskinan, Kigon to Ika Ruba Elyonim, Vikayoiv Lamala, Shir Tachtonim plus. But then how could the Tachtonim be all alone? Maybe you gave all of the Tachtonim Lamala. You can't have it both ways. Yeah, that's true. When it says olulo, it only means the shame shirayim, because it was definitely chatat left. Toshma. Natan lemata velo nimlach. Rabbi Eliezer Yazrav yitain lamala, obviously including, as Tosafot points out, to re-put it lamata then again. V'tachtonim olulo. So what's the problem? Achinami, Rubel Yonim, if you have lamala, shir tachtonim yod. But it says tachtonim olulo. That's l'shem shirayim. Toshma. Nitanam lamala velo nimlach. So, plus, but it says elu ve'elu ololo. Yeah, that's true. But it doesn't say elu ve'elu modim that elu ve'elu ololo, does it? It just says elu ve'elu ololo katani. That piece is clearly going according to Rabban and hold yesh bila. I'm talking Rabbi Eliezer. I'm telling you Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold yesh bila. Tashma, anitanim matana achat shidavum anitanim matana achat yinatum matana achat. How's that going to work? I amrit ein bila. So, what good is it to be yinatum matana achat? Theoretically, he might be giving me haika yoyev and me aloka yoyev at all. No, we're talking about over here, not that there's a big mixture. We're talking about one-on-one. So, kevin shidavu b'achat b'achat. And when it says achat b'achat, it means give a matana achat for A and a matana achat for B. Yeah, in the next case, matan arba, matan arba. Same thing, akinami, nitarvu, a matan arba, and a matan arba. And therefore you give, not that there's a big mixture, it's a one animal on one.
So we have give matan arba for each one.